Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 71 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, December 2nd, 2010, from deep in the heart of Texas. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program. For those of you wondering what that sound in the background is, I broke out the space heater.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
We are going to be paying a special tribute to the state of Texas tonight. I'll explain more about that in a little while. We're going to start right now from 1963. This is George Hamilton IV and Abilene.
Town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
I sit alone most every night, watch those trains pull out of sight. Don't I wish they were carrying me back to Abilene, my Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there don't treat you mean in Abilene, my Abilene.
Crowded city, there ain't nothing free, nothing in this town for me. Wish to the Lord that I could be in Abilene, sweet Abilene.
Abilene, Abilene, prettiest town I've ever seen. Women there,
that was George Hamilton IV from 1963 and Abilene. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving weekend last week. I did. I was up in Nebraska. We're going to talk more about Nebraska later, too. You know, we like the holidays. The holidays are a great time of year. It's a holiday right now. Did you know that? If you're Jewish, you knew that. It's Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. Last year, we did a all Hanukkah show during Hanukkah. We're not going to do that this year because we've already done that. We are going to listen to some Hanukkah favorites tonight, though, a couple. From 2005, this is Meshuggah Beach Party and Dreidel Dreidel. In theory. Better click on it. everybody sharpening up your dreidel skills? Got your gelt out? If anybody sent me some gelt, you know who you were. Thank you very much. I lost it all at dreidel today. I'm sorry.
I was telling Dad I want on Michael music.
Well, everybody should tell their daddy they want Uncle Michael music. That's what we're here for. We're for Uncle Michael music on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thank you for tuning in. That was my little nephew, Calvin, letting me know that he expressed the importance of Uncle Michael music to his daddy. We're down in the playroom tonight. We're listening to Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and we're going to get right back into our tribute to the state of Texas with one of my favorite songs. This is a Jimmy Webb composition. This is from 1969, and it's called Galveston.
I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing while I watch the cannons flashing. I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water. Looking out to sea, and is she waiting there for me on the beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying before I dry the tears she's crying. Before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun at Galveston, at Galveston.
One of my favorite Jimmy Webb songs. It's also one of my favorite Glen Campbell songs. That's Galveston, and it's kind of a sad song. I think that's true. My dad made a request. He does that. Sometimes I play them, sometimes I play half a request, and tonight's one of those times he's going to get half a request. He asked for the original version of Feelin' Groovy. Actually, the song's called The 59th Street Bridge Song, and we're going to listen to a version from 1967 by the Dietrich family, better known as the Free Design.
Slow down, slow down. Slow down, slow down. Kicking, kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Kicking, kicking down the cobblestones, looking, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what
I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals and leaves.
I love you,
love you, love you. I'm dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me.
Life, I love you. All is groovy.
Dappled,
drowsy.
That was five siblings from upstate New York called the Dietrichs. One of them, I don't have that right in front of me right now, just passed away a few weeks ago. We've heard the Free Design on Hinky Dinky Time Radio before a couple of times. We've heard Kites Are Fun, and we've heard Bubbles, I believe. Well, let's go from upstate to New York to the east side of Los Angeles from 103rd Street in Watts. This is Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band from 1970 and Loveland.
Where we'll stop, everybody will know.
You got to take me with you to Loveland. What would Loveland be without Hinky Dinky Time Radio? You know we like to keep things tidy on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and when we miss a week, we got some catching up to do. We weren't here for last week's WCFL 4040 offering. The number 40 song in the greater Chicago area for the week of November 23rd, 1970 was this radio edit of Black Magic Woman by Santana. I got a little confession to make. I don't like to point this out too often, but this isn't really radio. We're on the internet. And I only say that to let my dad know that he shouldn't be concerned that his laptop and his new whole home music system being slightly out of sync, it's not that unusual. Without going into great details, they didn't each ask for the music at the same exact moment. It's complicated. Let's just leave it at that. Getting back to Texas right now, you know, I've been wanting to listen to some Dean Martin on the show for a long time. I know you probably have too. Let's do that right now from, 1965? Yeah. This is Houston.
Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got holes in both of my shoes while I'm a walking cases of blues. Saw a dollar yesterday, but the wind blew it away, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I haven't eaten in about a week. I'm so hungry when I walk, I squeak. Nobody calls me friend. It's sad the shape I'm in, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a girl with mail for me. Well, at least she said she'd be. I got a home and a big warm bed and a feather pillow for my head. Going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Well, it's lonesome in this old town. Everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just walking in the rain, going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. Going back to Houston.
We're going to stick with the tour of Texas for a little while right now from 1970. This is Charlie Pride asking the question, is anybody going to San Antonio?
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat. It sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66. Wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside car. A man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did. Sleeping in our king-size bed. Here's anybody going to San Antonio? Arizona, any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Wind whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with a U.S. mail. Now people writing letters back home. Marge, you'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just at home. Here's anybody going.
You know, the first time I heard that song was probably about 25, 26 years ago, and it was being sung by my friend Todd Newman, who I wish would tune into the show one day. I'd love to get his feedback. What shall we do? What shall we do? Golly gee. You know, I could play another request for my dad. He wanted to hear some Chuck Willis. And I wasn't sure if he meant Chick Willis. And I had to do some research. And of course, he meant Chuck, not Chick. But I found out they were cousins. I also found out that Chick had once been Chuck's chauffeur, his driver. We're not going to hear any Chick tonight because the only Chick songs I could find were kind of dirty. But we're going to hear some Chuck. Chuck was also known as the King of the Stroll. From 1957, this is Chuck Willis and CeCe Ryder. Idea what just happened, crying out loud. Well, you get the idea. We're just exactly perfect here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, as always. There's nothing we can do about that, but this. Well, the Huskers beat Colorado 45-17 last Friday, earning a spot in the final Big 12 championship game where they'll meet the Oklahoma Sooners, who battled Oklahoma State to a 47-41 victory in Bedlam on Saturday, setting up a meeting between the old dominant Big 8 rivals as the last contest ever in the Big 12, as it has been constituted for the last 15 years. Oklahoma and Nebraska are the two teams with the most appearances in the Big 12 championship game. Win or lose, there's something a little more than poetic in bringing this circus of a conference championship game to an end with one last meeting between old rivals. The introduction of the Texas schools into the conference was a disaster, and the final shoe has yet to drop. The conference will limp along only so long as it's in the University of Texas's interest to continue holding it hostage. When that's no longer the case, it'll be a mad dash by the survivors for the Mountain West and the SEC. Good riddance, says I. Texas can take the remains of this forsaken league and shove it into the tight center of its lone star. The Huskers and Sooners square off at 7 o'clock Central Time on ABC. One other bright spot is that it'll be the last time we have to listen to Brent Musburger call a Husker game for the foreseeable future. And that's this week's Nebraska Cornhusker Football Report. Yeah, go Big Red, exactly. And you know what? This, that's what.
Chicago.
You know, we heard a version of this song several weeks ago on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, but this week, this version by Crow is the number 40 song from 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area. Don't try to lay no boogie-woogie on the king of rock and roll, won't you?
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken!
He's everywhere! He's everywhere!
It is night in Midland City. On the 14th floor of a very chic Midland City luxury apartment building, Miss H. Helfinger, secretary to the police commissioner of Midland City, is retiring for the night.
Hello.
Miss Helfinger?
Yes?
Secretary to the Police Commissioner of Midland City?
Yes. Who is this?
This is...
Yes?
Guess who this is?
It sounds like... No. No, it couldn't
Go
be...
ahead and guess.
This isn't the wonderful white winged...
Say it.
The winged warrior.
Right, it's the winged warrior.
I don't believe it.
Well, you can believe it.
What's wrong with you?
You're not going to believe it.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Then what's wrong with you?
Miss Helfinger?
Yes.
You know my utility belt?
Yes.
With all my secret crime-fighting equipment?
Right.
And you know my stunkin' array gun?
Stunkin' array gun?
Yes, it shoots stunkin' array.
And?
Well, I just shot myself with it.
How did you do that?
Well, see, I was flying over Midland City in search of crime and or evil.
What?
Crime and or evil.
Crime and or evil, right?
Right. And this big bird attacked me.
What big bird?
I think it was a sparrow.
A sparrow attacked you?
So I pulled out my stunkin' ray gun and I shot it.
What happened?
I was holding the wrong end of the stunkin' ray gun.
What does a stunkin' ray gun do to you?
Well, for one thing, it makes you stunkin' up for 24 hours.
I see.
Miss Halvinger?
What?
Could I come up to your apartment?
No.
I thought if I could take a cold shower, it might help straighten me out.
Well, forget it.
I'm awful stunk, Miss Halvinger.
Go home.
I don't want to go.
Go home.
I want to come up to your apartment and take a shower and get the stunk.
Call a cab and go home. Where are you calling from?
From the lobby of your building.
You stay there. I'll call a cab for you.
Right.
Show me the way to home. Show me the way to go home. I want to go home. So
hello?
Show me the way to go home.
I'd like a cab for a winged warrior in my lobby. You'll recognize him. He'll look like a gestunk chicken. No, he just shot himself with his stunkin' ray gun.
Well, this certainly looks bad for the feathered fighter. What does this tell us about stunken arrays and crimes? It tells us if you fly, don't get stunked. If you're stunked, don't fly. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
That might be the best episode of Chicken Man I have ever played on Hinky Dinky Dinky Time. I'm for stunkin' up. Don't you think, Dad? God, that was good. Where are we?
I was telling Dad I want on Michael Music.
You got it, Calvin. From 1949, going back to the state of Texas, this is Mr. Burl Ives walking down the streets of Laredo.
As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all wrapped in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the blade. I see by your outfit that you are a cowboy. These words he did say as I boldly walked by. Come sit down beside me and hear my sad story. I'm shot in the breast and I know I must die. It was once in the saddle I used to go dashing. Once in the saddle I used to go gay. First down to Rosie's and then to the card house. Got shot in the breast and I'm dying today. Get 16 gamblers to carry my coffin. Get 6 jolly cowboys to sing me a song. Take me to the graveyod and lay the sod o'er me. For I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong. Get 6 jolly cowboys to carry my coffin. Get 6 pretty maidens to sing me a song. Take me to the valley and lay the sod o'er me. For I'm a young cowboy and know I've done wrong. Oh, beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Play the dead marches, they carry me along. Put bunches of roses all over my coffin. Roses to deaden the clods as they fall. As I walked out in the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a young cowboy all wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay.
Been caught napping. Yeah, we're going to hang around in Texas for a little while longer. This is from 1972. This is Tony Christie. This was a much bigger hit in Britain than it was here, but I'm rather fond of it anyway. We're going down to Amarillo.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. is dawning on a Texas Sunday morning. How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my hat ain't as half as pretty as where my baby's at. Is this the way to Amarillo? Every night I've been hugging my pillow, dreaming dreams of Amarillo and sweet Marie who waits for me. Show me the way to Amarillo. I've been weeping like a willow, crying over Amarillo and sweet Marie who waits for me. There's a church bell ringing, hear the song of joy that it's singing for the sweet Maria and the guy who's coming to see her. Just beyond the highway there's an open plain, and it keeps me going.
Well, my dad concurs that that was, in fact, the best Chicken Man ever, or at least so far, and he's not a fan, so that's really saying something. He also tells me that here recently over Thanksgiving, there was a special appearance by Chicken Man that I did not know about with David Sedaris on This American Life, and I'm going to have to go digging into their archives and giving that a listen, because the Chicken Man is near and dear to my heart. We're still down in Texas. We're not leaving for a while. Did you know that that there's a town in Texas called China Grove, but that there was not a town in Texas called China Grove until after there was a song about a town in Texas called China Grove? It's true. In response to this hit song by the Doobie Brothers, a small unincorporated town was given the name China Grove, and I wonder if the town rocks as hard as this song.
When the sun comes up,
can you not like that song? That's what I want to know. Of course, if you weren't brought up on the Doobie Brothers in your pubescent years, maybe it doesn't mean diddly to you. It's in my DNA, what can I tell you? Jerry O was kind of the king of the boogaloo in the 1960s. I'm pretty excited about this football game on Saturday, I got to tell you. In honor of it, we're going to listen to Jerry O. This is from 1969, and this is Funky Football.
Sock it to me now.
You know, they're keeping it real out there on the East Coast, kicking it old school. There's a record label out there called Daptones Records. And if you haven't heard Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, that's about as good as it gets on the Daptone label. From the year 2007, which you will probably be surprised by when you hear the music, from the 100 Days and 100 Nights album, this is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. Keep on looking, right about now.
Do right, good man.
That's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings from 2007, and Keep On Looking. We're getting close to the end of the show tonight, folks. It's been a lot of fun. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. I'm glad you're enjoying. I hope you'll be back with me again next week, of course. Got a little bit more to listen to tonight. What do we got? What happens if I click this button?
Now, you ain't crazy. I know you ain't crazy. You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
From 1977, this is Bread, and She's the Only One.
She's a butterfly, but she flies too high. She won't speak the truth. She don't make excuses. She don't seem to care, but you want her.
See, I've got a listener just joined us a few minutes ago out in San Francisco. I want to let that person know, and anybody else who joined us a little late, that there is a rebroadcast right after the live show, and everything loops back around. So whatever you missed, you get a second shot at. You know, we don't have a lot of traditions on Hinky Dinky Time Radio because we haven't really been here that long. This is only our second Hanukkah. But I think if we play this 2 years in a row, we can pretty much make it a Hanukkah tradition at Hinky Dinky Time Radio. From 2009, this is the man himself, Mr. Neil Diamond and the Hanukkah Song.
There are so many beautiful Christmas songs around and so few Hanukkah songs. So I thought we'd try this one for you.
Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah, yeah. Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have a crazy night. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, Here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me. David Lee Roth lights the menorah. So do James Kirk Douglas and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Fonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn is too. Put them both together, what a fine looking Jew. You don't have to deck the halls with jingle bell rock, 'cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Both Jewish, put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, not a Jew, but guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew. We got Ann Landers and her sister dear Abby. Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish, not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All Three Stooges. So many Jews are on my list. Tom Cruise isn't, but Jesus Christ is. Put on your yarmulke, here comes Hanukkah. So much Hanukkah to celebrate Hanukkah. Festival of Lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have 8 crazy nights. So tell your friend Veronica, it's time to celebrate Hanukkah. And don't forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. Just drink your gin and tonica, don't smoke your marijuana.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah, y'all. No kidding. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Meet me back here next week. That'll be December 9th at Wednesday, 8:30 Central Time. Do the math, whatever time zone you're in. There will be that rebroadcast I keep harping on. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday,
oh, yeah, right. Thursday.
Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?